pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As we gather this evening, let's be mindful of our civic responsibility that we're sitting now in a better place than we were. And we pray. Sorry about that, Michelle. I should have given her more time to do that. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastick?
Here.
Mr. McNaughton?
Here.
Mr. Profato?
Here.
Mr. Cantola?
Here.
Ms. Marquez?
Here.
Ms. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Salito?
Here.
Mr. Marino?
Here. You have had your meeting minutes distributed before you. Count with pleasure. Moved by McNaughton, seconded by Smith to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Reports and communications of City Council.
I have two items tonight. Both are from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control for the Notice to Legislative Authority. First is for Giuseppe's Italian Market, LLC, from Divino, LLC. Second is to Sri Joyati, LLC, from Adam May, Incorporated.
Make a motion to refer that to the people, please.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by McNaughton to refer to the Police Chief and Safety Director for their report and recommendation. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There are no others, Nikki?
That's it.
Members of the audience, would anyone like to address City Council this evening? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, next order of business, committee reports. No committee reports. As the year draws to a close, please make sure you get all your committee meeting minutes turned in to your clerk to be accepted and placed on file. Next order of business is tonight's legislation. Would the clerk please present the first draft?
Draft number 35-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the service director to issue a request for qualifications for emergency engineering services 2021 and 2022 and declaring an emergency.
Your pleasure.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Lastick, seconded by Mr. Salito for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt is in order. Moved by Mr. Lastick, seconded by Mr. McNaughton. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastick? Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 135-20 has been adopted under suspension of your rules. The clerk please present the next draft.
Draft number 136-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the service director to issue a request for qualifications for emergency repair work of water and sewer lines for 2021 and 2022 and declaring an emergency.
Move by Smith, seconded by Lastick for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
136-20 has been adopted under suspension of the rules. Clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 137-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the service director to issue a request for qualifications for concrete restoration work of water and sewer lines for 2021 and 2022 and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Smith, seconded by McNaughton for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by Smith, seconded by McNaughton for adoption. Questions or comments? Call roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 137-20 has been adopted under suspension of rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 138-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance amending Chapter 1402.10, Dwelling Permit of the Codified Ordinance of the City of Niles, in part to increase the fees charged for initial dwelling permits and adding occupancy change inspection and declaring an emergency.
Move for first reading.
For second?
I'll second that.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Cantola for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 138-20 has received its first reading. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 139-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the auditor to renew the agreements with Aetna to provide health care benefits and the annual health care consulting services with Zaluski Insurance Incorporated for the health care consulting for the City of Niles.
Motion to suspend.
Motion to suspend.
It was moved by Salido to suspend. Al, do you want to second it?
Second. Yeah, I'll second it.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Cantola for suspension. Questions or comments? Call roll, please.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt an order out.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Smith for adoption. Questions or comments? Call roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 139-20 has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 140-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance adopting the permanent budget for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2021, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading. Second. Moved by Cantola, seconded by Smith for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 140-20 has received its first reading. Would the clerk please present the last draft?
Draft number 141-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the appropriations from the unappropriated Coronavirus Relief Fund 220 and authorizing the city auditor to apply the Coronavirus Relief Fund to payroll for employees affected from coronavirus and payroll for public health and safety employees as outlined by the Ohio Office of Budget and Management and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Profato for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola? Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas,
zero nays. Motion to adopt.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Profato for adoption. Questions or comments? Call roll, please.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of rules. That concludes tonight's legislation. Next order of business, miscellaneous remarks. I did have a conversation with the mayor briefly prior to the meeting in regard to concerns associated with our garbage service. He's going to set up a meeting to address some of those concerns, to help ameliorate issues in various neighborhoods. They're not picking stuff up, they're skipping houses. When they're emptying the garbage, it's missing that thing on the front, it's going all over the ground, and it's a problem across the city. So the mayor has graciously agreed to get his contact and try to remedy that for our citizens, because it is a paid service.
Good, thank you.
Do we expect that to be soon?
Tomorrow.
Oh, soon.
So if, picking up on Bob's comment about that, we do have a direct contact, and we have been utilizing her quite frequently. I did tell Bob that my house actually got skipped. So they picked up everyone's trash except mine a couple weeks ago, and I went down to the city. My secretary, Allison, and Jeff, you have the number to our contact at Republic. If any concerns come your way, by all means, get a hold of Allie, and she'll have that taken care of for you guys. But we will be scheduling that meeting.
That's first everything getting to the building.
Yeah.
Pay the bill.
We will be talking to them tomorrow.
And when they're picking up, they're just dumping stuff everywhere. And
yep. What the conversation was.
In regards to the size of materials to be picked up, I've had two complaints on the size of the TV boxes. There's nothing in them. They weigh 2 pounds. And they're just leaving them there. So if there's a size requirement, they need to better communicate with folks what's expected in order to get a 3-pound TV box. You either roll it up, or what do we need to do to have them properly pick up materials? And we definitely don't want them to get their employees hurt. We get there's only one guy on a truck.
And also, Steve, when people put magic things out, that they have to come on a special day.
Friday.
They say it would come on like a Friday, and then Friday they got it out, they don't pick it up, they wait another week, so it's going to be more.
Yeah.
They can't come that Friday, whatever day they can come.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I am not aware of any COVID precautions that they're taking as far as trash. And I know back in March, April, they did communicate with us. We did put that on our website. I had it on Facebook. Sent it all you guys. But since then, I am not aware of any other correspondence from them. So we'll have a discussion with them tomorrow about this.
Thanks, Mayor. That's all I have. Mayor?
I would like to schedule a special council meeting next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 6 o'clock, for the purpose of approving a service agreement with OTCO for the 2021 backflow prevention program. Everyone did receive my email, so time is of the essence. Next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 6 o'clock.
Will that just be the only agenda item, or any other business before?
That's the only one that I have.
Did you run on?
What's that?
Telecom.
Yep. Yep.
And Thursday, Friday only if they're not suspended.
Correct. Thursday and Friday only if the rules are not suspended Wednesday, which we will be asking for suspension Wednesday. The other day, we were informed this morning through Eastgate that we were awarded our 2021 OPWC grant of $225,000. So between the city's street resurfacing program, $500,000. $225,000 coming from OPWC, $750,000 next year in street resurfacing, not including the project that got pushed to next spring, West Park. Next year, we're over $1 million in street resurfacing. So everyone in this room deserves a pat on the back for keeping their commitment to make sure we allocate that every dollar of that license plate back into our streets. That's all I have.
Very good. Mr. Merlo, any comments?
Not tonight.
Can you know, sir, Mr. Clary and Mr. Talago are on.
Mr. Talago, any comments?
No comment tonight, thank you.
Mr. Flaherty?
That's a mute, unmute the phone. No comments, thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else want to address this? Mr. Safety Director?
No comment.
Mr. Crowley?
Just that I emailed everyone my information pertaining to the legislation you did, gave the first read. If you have any questions on me, just reach out and let me know, or I can stay afterwards. Thank you.
Jeff, I'm the one that asked for the reports, by the way. And the purpose behind that is the biggest, one of the biggest complaints we get is dealing with rentals in town. And what you and Frank and the others in the department are doing to address the concerns, so the council has at their fingertips information when people say, well, what are you doing? Well, here's what we're doing. So that was the rationale, nothing beyond just information. Just
thank
so
you.
Know.
Thank you. Well, I'm happy to provide it. Did you think of the 18th? Is that true?
Is once a month okay with you? A monthly report, much like we get from the other departments. A monthly report, Jeff, would be great. If whoever's responsible for that. Thank you. It's cold, so I don't go on walks anymore, so no text messages for a while. Thank you. Mr. Lastic? Mr. McNaught?
Real quick, I just want to share my appreciation for Street Crew. First winter storm this week. And I was out and about with my six-year-old and some other communities in the middle of it. And every direction I came in, once I crossed the Nile City line, streets seemed to get a whole lot better. So really, job well done by the folks taking care of us. And I really want them to feel appreciated for the hour of work they do when the weather's awful. So thanks. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Profata?
No comment.
Mr. Cantola?
I have two quick things. First off, I want to thank everybody. With COVID as bad as it is in our county, it's very fortunate to be able to do this on virtual meetings. So I do appreciate that. I think that's a big plus for us right now. And thanks to everybody who set up the equipment today to make sure that we can do this. So that's really about it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mr. Cantola. Ms. Marquez? Ms. Smith? Mr. Salito?
Nothing.
Motion of adjournment is in order by Mr. Lastic, seconded by Mr. Profato. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Stay well, everyone.